وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. To all your beautiful du'as, مولانا. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today we bring to you a lesson of the story of a king and his beloved. Once a king went on the hunting trip, and along the way he saw a young slave girl and he fell in love with her. He purchased her from a master and brought her back to the palace with him. He went out hunting and he himself became the victim. So this slave girl had been in love with the son of a goldsmith from Samarkand. When she came to the palace of the king, she started longing for him and felt so much sorrow at being parted from him that she started losing weight. She lost so much of weight and became so weak that she remained only skin and bones. The king himself, seeing her suffering, came near to death. He thus called many doctors to treat her and promised them various kinds of gifts and positions of honor if they could restore her to good health, saying, "Save my life, because if she should die, then just think that I too am dead." So the doctors, without saying inshallah, they promised that very soon they will bring the sick girl back to full health. However, their medication and treatment had the opposite effect upon her. When the verdict of sickness comes, the doctors too become fools, and their medicines as a result have the opposite effect. Through destiny, the treatment was causing the sickness to increase, and almond oil caused an increase in dryness. In other words, every medicine had the opposite effect. In the end, the doctors had to admit their failure because their claims of providing a cure for her sickness proved unsuccessful. When the king saw the inability of the doctors and their disappointment, he walked towards a masjid with bare feet. He went to the masjid, ran towards the mihrab, fell down in sajda, and cried profusely. He wetted his place of prostration with his tears. He said, crying bitterly, "O Allah, all this universe is a mere speck of your creation. What can I say to you? You are aware of all our problems. Our lack of trust in you and the condition of these doctors who fail to say inshallah is insignificant in the face of your bountiful grace. O you who are our refuge in times of our needs, again we have strayed from the straight path." So when the king cried and lamented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincerity and humility, the ocean of Allah's mercy was stirred into action. Crying, the king fell asleep. In his dream, he saw a saintly man saying to him, "O king, do not lose hope. I shall treat your beloved back to health." So when the king awoke, he found himself very much happier, and that saintly man whom he had seen in the dream suddenly appeared in front of him. So the king welcomed him with due respect and honor. Thereafter, the saint checked the slave girl's urine, checked her pulse. He put his hand on her pulse and mentioned the names of various towns. When he named Samarkand, the pulse rate became faster. He diagnosed from this that the sickness she had was a result of her love for someone in Samarkand and not what the doctors thought. People were unaware of the secrets of the inner self. I seek refuge in Allah from what they fabricate. So when the Shaykh came to know the secret of the girl's sickness, that she was in love with the son of a goldsmith of Samarkand, the Shaykh ordered the king to call him over, bribing him with wealth. The Shaykh himself was also a good physician, so he gave the young man medicines which caused him to lose his handsome appearance. Then again, he was presented before the girl, the girl's beloved. When she saw him, her love for him evaporated because his outward form had changed so drastically that it created an aversion in her for him. The girl was released of her love for him and became well and healthy. Within a few days, she completely recovered. Because the girl's love was a mere worship of outward form, and this is what exists today, hence through changing of that form, gradually the love disappeared and she was healed. The love that is merely as a result of color and complexion is not love at all. It is in fact evil, and its end result is only shame and disgrace. For the love of a dying one is not lasting, because the dying are not coming to us, but are leaving us. So when the beloved passes away, this love also passes away. Allah, who is everlasting and free from passing away, His love is also more fresh than a newly formed rosebud. O seeker, choose the love of the living one, who remains forever, and who grants love and knowledge, who gives you to drink of the most animating drink. And say not in hopeless fashion, how can unfit ones like myself ever reach up to that beloved? For he is a generous one, and for the generous, that is not difficult. In fact, Allah calls us in the Noble Quran and tells us, Fafirru ila Allah, run towards Allah. It is not difficult, as the hadith teaches us. He who draws near to me the length of a palm, I draw near to him 1 yard. In other words, his door is open at all times. Whosoever wishes may enter and acquire his nearness. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah, the lesson that we learn from here says, Mawlana Rumi says that this story is applicable to all of us according to our individual conditions. The soul is made a king over our nafs, so that the nafs can be made to function in accordance with the will of Allah and thereby enter paradise. But the nafs, which is a servant of the soul, is inclined towards the desires of this world. As a result of that, it disobeys the soul. Moreover, generally the physicians of our environment are incompetent and unable to treat this sickness. For this reason, there is a need for a spiritual guide whose carefully prescribed remedy makes sinful worldly pleasures appear ugly in our eyes so that the nafs may obey the soul. In other words, the nafs will then find it easy to walk on the path of divine pleasures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of subduing our nafs and grant us His qurb and His closeness and His love. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.